This year, we are marking the 275th anniversary of the founding of a local branch of the Communion of Saints, a community which would grow to consist of generations of people of whom we are only the latest. To some, launching a year-long celebration so far from our campus with an exhibition at Lancaster History might seem strange, but I believe there is no better place to host an exhibition on St. James. St. James has always seen itself as at the heart of the city and the county around it. I view this exhibit as our collective biography. It is a collective biography made up not only of many important clergy and lay people, but also of the stories of tens of thousands of men, women and children who, if not anonymous, are largely unknown to us. The people who regularly prayed and worshipped, tended to the altar, buildings, finances and music. Who tried to follow Christ in good times and bad, sometimes getting it right and sometimes wrong. For some church members, their ministry was to their families and their neighbours in the community. For others, the call was to church leadership and evangelism, which took them far from Lancaster. This exhibit seeks to paint a picture of a community of faith, not only through thematic panels, but also through treasured objects, like an 18th century register of baptisms, marriages and funerals, a 19th century silk altar frontal, and even a t-shirt for a summer camp from the 1960s. As the great Southern writer William Faulkner said in a different context, the past is never dead, it's not even past. For Christians, history is a living spiritual discipline. It is not a scientific dissection of the past, or even an idealization of past ministries or beautiful objects. It is a way of seeking and finding God, not only in what has been, but in what is now and what is yet to come. We are both the inheritors and the stewards of faith. So our job this year is to reflect on and retell stories of the past and present for this generation and the next. We do so with humility as we bring ourselves, our limited knowledge, our concerns and our shortcomings into the conversation with the saints. In putting together this exhibit, we have experienced both joys and sorrows. We have been blessed by past stewardship and vision, which has preserved so much of our history in the form of the original documents and commissioned histories which interpreted our past history for earlier generations. We have also been the beneficiaries of new knowledge. As many of you may know, I have just come back from India, following in the footsteps of Charlotte Rowe, who is buried in an unmarked grave in our churchyard. In 1815, she became the first single American woman to be appointed as a missionary by any religious organization when she secured the endorsement of the American Baptist Mission Society. One of our goals this coming year is to seek to return her to her rightful place as a visionary and hero of the faith who was formed in our parish. We have also been challenged and distressed when facing evidence of where we as a church have failed to live up to our values and participated in or accommodated slavery and racial discrimination. Such failures have also raised the question of how future generations will judge our faithfulness to the gospel. Furthermore, there are many people who are participants in the biography of St. James who are not included or are underrepresented in this exhibit. We have a lot more growing to do. I will close with joyful thanks for working with the team that helped create and tell our story so beautifully. This exhibit is open to the public at Lancaster History through March 31st, 2020. Come and experience a new telling of the story of St. James.